This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Liz Kalka. The U.S. House of Representatives will officially send articles of impeachment to the Senate on Monday, charging former President Donald Trump with inciting insurrection. AP correspondent Mike Hempen reports.
Prosecutors who will argue the case will take part in a ceremonial walk carrying the charge of incitement of insurrection to the Senate. They're hoping that strong Republican denunciations of Trump after the January 6th riot will result in a conviction and a separate vote to bar him from holding office again. But a growing number of GOP senators say they oppose the proceedings, and many have been rallying to his legal defense, just as they did during his first impeachment trial last year. Arguments in the Senate trial will begin the week of February 8th. Mike Hemp in Washington.
The Supreme Court of the United States brought an end to lawsuits over whether President Trump illegally profited off his presidency. The justices threw out the former president's challenge to lower court rulings that had allowed lawsuits to go forward. The lawsuits alleged he violated the Constitution's Emoluments Clause by accepting payments from foreign and domestic officials who stay at the Trump International Hotel and patronize other businesses owned by the former president and his family. The high court also ordered the lower court rulings thrown out as well and directed appeals courts in New York and Richmond, Virginia, to dismiss the suits as moot now that President Trump is no longer in office. The European Union has condemned the arrest of Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny and a weekend police crackdown that saw thousands of his supporters arrested. But EU foreign ministers stopped short of weighing new sanctions against Russia at a meeting on Monday. This is VOA News. Several countries are taking measures to protect its citizens from coronavirus mutations discovered around the world. The virus variants have shown to be more transmissible, and in the case of Britain last week, more lethal. Scientists said last week the British variant was associated with a higher level of mortality. However, it's believed existing vaccines are still effective against it. Meanwhile, scientists say a more contagious South African variant may reduce the efficacy of current vaccines. Dr. Rochelle Walensky, the new head of the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, says until enough people have been vaccinated and we have herd immunity, mask wearing and social distancing will need to remain. Meanwhile, Mexican President Andrés Manuel López Obrador has become the most recent world leader to announce he tested positive for COVID-19. The 67-year-old wrote on Twitter Sunday, his symptoms are mild and he is undergoing medical treatment. Mexico has confirmed more than 1.7 million cases of COVID-19 and recorded more than 149,000 deaths. Chinese rescuers have found the bodies of 9 workers in a mine explosion, raising the death toll to 10. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Officials say 11 other workers were rescued earlier after being trapped for 2 weeks, and one person is still missing at the gold mine in Shandong province. The mayor of Yantai City says search efforts will continue for the remaining miner until he's found. The cause of the accident at the mine, which is still being constructed, is under investigation. The explosion on January 10 was large enough to release 70 tons of debris that blocked the shaft, disabling elevators and trapping workers underground. Rescuers drilled parallel shafts to send down food and nutrients and eventually bring up the survivors on Sunday. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Details of the involvement of Eritrea in the deadly conflict in Ethiopia's Tigray region are finally emerging from witness accounts. While fighting in support of Ethiopian forces, the Associated Press reports Eritrean soldiers have been accused of killing civilians, targeting refugees, and even acting as local authorities. Now some worry they are refusing to leave. Ethiopia's government has denied their presence, even as senior military officials have confirmed they are there. One witness who recently escaped Tigray described Eritrean soldiers looting everything from jewelry to diapers and going house to house seeking out and killing men and boys. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.